In Grace Sheese's artwork, rabbits, squirrels, and other animals cavort round ceramic cups. Yet under the whimsy, the artist has a powerful message about connection to share. Her new show is called Red Thread and is currently up at the Wakely Gallery at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. Sheese's ceramic cups are perched on small shelves jutting from the wall, and each is connected to a strand of red thread that runs from cup to cup, occasionally snarling, but always connecting. After falling in love with ceramics in college, she's pursued a career in teaching. She teaches ceramics at IWU and also teaches at Bloom Community School. But in her mid-30s, she began to feel the pull of the studio. Teaching was no longer enough for her, so she flipped roles, becoming a student again in pursuit of a master's degree and a dream to become an artist.
It was a huge decision, but I realized that I was getting really bored with my work, and I was finding things to do like laundry and doing the dishes, and it was my dream to be a full-time potter, and it felt really silly that I was avoiding it all the time, and so it either had to change or I had to do something else, and so I decided to go to school and see if I can rekindle that love I had for clay. And it was also a really interesting time in my life because I had my son at the end of my first year.
Wait a minute, you were studying for your master's degree and then you had a baby.
I did, yeah.
Well, you just did it all at once.
Yes.
So speaking of your son, actually, he inspires and influences some of the vessels that you create. Can you tell me about that?
He does. I had a series of work that I did at one point called Grayson Draws, because one day I was looking at his drawings and I thought, these drawings, they're just wonderful, and the stories that he tells them were in line with a lot of stories that I think about and sometimes I try to tell on my work. And the other thing is oftentimes he's one of the first ones that gets my stories. So he'll come in the studio and he'll look at one of the pieces I'm working on. He'll say, so what's happening? And I'll say, well, what do you think is happening? And he a lot of times will understand, oh, this black cloud means this animal is upset. Yep. And then this animal did this thing because, you know, he was upset. Yep. You know, and so he gets my stories. And so I think a lot about that when I make my work. I think a lot about motherhood because it has definitely been both a struggle and a rewarding experience to be a mom, and one who is trying to figure out how to be a mom, a full-time teacher, and a working artist. And so I think a lot about those things, and I think a lot about the experience that I have with him and the things that he has me thinking about, as like, such as like what happens when he gets older and who am I as a person and how this little, right, this little guy that we created is reflecting me, the good parts and the parts that I could probably improve upon. And so I think about all of these things when I'm working, and so he inspires my work in lots of different levels.
So let's take a closer look at some of your work. And you mentioned animals, and there's animals everywhere on your vessels, and there's a wonderful whimsical quality to them, and there's text that you include along with these animals that you've painted on these ceramic cups.
I chose animals very specifically because, you know, I think about how sometimes in a lot of stories that have a moral, like sometimes fairy tales and allegories, they're telling a story because there's a lesson to be learned or there's a really deep idea behind it. And I think that sometimes it's easier for us to think about those ideas if it's not so closely related to who we are. And so I feel like if I put images of humans on my pieces, it's a little harder for us to think about some of the deeper ideas that I'm trying to tell behind these whimsical drawings.
And it looks like fun, too.
It is a lot of fun, and I love children's books, and so I have a collection that's just for my studio of artists that I love their drawings. I feel like you can look at certain animals, and we all have this, whether it's real or not, this idea behind human traits, I guess, behind these animals. I tend to think of rabbits, for example, as being really shy and maybe skittish. Mm-hmm. And I think of squirrels as being more mischievous and really jumpy.
Yeah, let's look at this squirrel one over here, where we have some text along with some squirrels. It looks like my backyard, to be quite honest with you, with all the squirrels back there. So what's going on with this trio of squirrels on this vessel?
Well, so all the pieces here are inspired by real people in my life.
Do they know that?
Actually, they do. I've told everybody, I believe, maybe I think I told my parents. I figured they'd be okay because they're my parents.
And each of these vessels is connected by a red thread. That is, in fact, the name of the show. So tell me about the red thread and the animals and how it's connecting them.
I was first encountered with this idea of a red thread through two things. And one is there's a singer-songwriter by the name of Lucy Kaplansky, and she had an album out called Red Thread. And so there's this idea, it's a Chinese idea that everybody we meet, we're connected by a symbolic red thread. And so a lot of people families who adopt children from Asia, from China in particular, they think about this as in our families are now connected by this symbolic red thread. And so even though your biological child may be on the other side of the world, we're still connected. And I just think that it's a really beautiful idea. And so this idea has been sitting in the back of my head for a long time. And so this show is really inspired by that idea and about how my life is connected by these people, and we're all connected by these threads. And then I also think about how I have these different parts of my life. So about 3.5 years ago, I started going to the gym. They're an interesting group of people because I spend both a lot of time with them and not at all, because we see each other at usually 5:15 in the morning, and we spend an hour working out, and then we go on with our regular lives. And then I have these group of three other women, and we started Bloom Community School, and our lives are really closely intertwined because I teach their children, we work together to build the school, and all of a sudden our professional lives became really entangled. And then I have my husband and my son and my family, and then other friendships outside of who I am here in Bloomington Normal. And so the idea of this show is how all of these people are connected or not, but how I'm connected to all of them. And so what I did is I tried to show the different types of relationships by the different types of thread represented here. Some of the threads are thinner. Some of them are darker. So they're a little darker. Some of them are have knots.
There's knots, yeah.
Because I feel like our relationship is really entangled. The thread between my husband and I are thicker, and it has knots throughout because we've actually been together for 27 years. And so we have smooth times, we have patchy times, and then I have really thick thread that connects my parents and my sister and I together because we are bounded not just through being families, but we're also bounded by blood. And so this squirrel piece that we're was looking at here, this is one of the actual instructors that I take classes from at Four Seasons. His name is David Vail. I take his insanity classes, and I also take his yoga classes. And he, for me, he's really influential because he was the first person I took classes from. And I've never been to the gym. I was really, really out of shape, and I was really intimidated, and he's a fantastic teacher. And so that's what you see here is that the squirrel
is... a squirrel doing yoga.
Yep. There's a move in Insanity called X jumps, and so what it looks like is the squirrel is jumping down, and then it turns into him doing yoga because David teaches both the Insanity classes and the yoga classes.
How do you feel that you connect with your viewers, with your audience, through ceramics?
The pieces that I make can be all functional. And so I love the idea that...
Oh, you mean I can have coffee in one of these?
Yep. You know, you can wash them, and they can go in the dishwasher, and the ones that don't have metal in them, you can put it in the microwave. And so I do love this idea that people are using my work on a day-to-day basis. A lot of people will initially come up and say, oh, these are so cute, and they're drawn by the whimsy of the pieces. You know, I feel like I have a fairly eclectic personality, and I have a good sense of humor, and so I'm drawn to the whimsical things, and so I think my work reflects that. My hope, anyway, is that if somebody takes a piece home and they're first drawn by the whimsy, and then maybe after a while they'll start realizing that the drawings are organized in such a way that's meant to tell a story, and then maybe over time that story slowly reveals themselves. And maybe even the story changes over time, so depending how you feel or where you are in your life, the cups my other pieces could potentially talk to you in a way that is dynamic, because it changes depending on who's using it, where you are in your life, what you're going through at the time.
That's artist Grace Sheese. Her new show is called Red Thread and runs through October 22nd at the Wakely Gallery at Illinois Wesleyan University. A reception and artist talk will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Wakely Gallery. I'm Laura Kennedy.